Cannon. Cannon.
Oh, mamacito.
I don't know what I don't know how to speak Spanish. Are you just tired, Anderson, or are you irritated because of traffic? Because I'm irritated because of traffic and tired and awake.
I'm both. I got both things going on. Am I on? Has the show begun?
Yeah, it started with
loose. Jesus Christ of mine.
It's loose.
It started with Mike moaning.
Yeah, I was doing a song.
You know how it should end is with levels being good. So
I was at minus 10 dBs, brah.
Put you at negative 40. How about that?
I'm sorry that your board isn't
four.
I blame everything on Tyler right now. Sorry, buddy.
You guys been skateboarding?
A little bit.
Because I've been skateboarding almost every night.
I was in an hour and a half of traffic so that Tyler doesn't have to stay up late.
Just now. Fucking Tyler.
Mm-hmm. Every single car was little Tylers in front of me. Eight of them all so much. This is a picture of a very tired, broken man right now.
Broken? How come?
Yeah, I was up till 7. I went on a riding jag, and I couldn't stop.
Yeah.
And I stayed up till 7, and then I'm like, oh, fuck, today's the day I have to go home to my dad's house, pick him up, take him out to get his hair cut and his beard shaved by
a
stranger.
Where does your dad live?
At Thousand Oaks. Like, it's not far, but my dad he hasn't been out of the house in like 2 months.
No nap? You got no nap?
Mike is so much louder than me. This is not fair. Can I do something to make myself louder? Yeah. Yeah. Turn me up a little. There we go.
Tobacco.
There we go. But no nap. No, tried to. But couldn't do it. So sorry, I have very little to offer.
Sometimes the best. Sometimes you'll dig deep.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. So skateboarding, a little bit.
Yeah.
A couple days ago, I couldn't stay on it. I don't know what happened. I don't know.
Dizzy? Vertigo?
I was just like discombobulated, and I couldn't even stay on.
Yeah,
I wonder if
most times.
I wonder if you, what'd you say?
I said that's... Me too, most times.
That's Tara Limbar, who joins the program.
Hi.
What is this program? It's the After Disaster. Welcome to the After Disaster. I'm Anderson. There's Mikey to my left, Mike Caronum. There's Ty Ty playing effects. How are you, buddy? Did I hurt your feeling? I love you. It's the holiday season.
Whoa.
What? Yeah.
Big crowd today.
Hey, everybody.
That's right.
Yeah.
These lights are burning my skin. I have to turn them
on. I get it.
And there's some like crazy white noise going on right now. Do you guys hear that in your headphones?
I don't hear it, but I'm also... I've
my
got
heavy
this,
breathing. I
got
know
this
that was
sweet... Tinnitus going, so it probably covers up that. My white noise machine in my head is tinnitus, which covers up. Okay, what are you doing?
Sorry.
Can I tell you guys something about...
It's beautiful.
I don't hear anything. What are you talking about, though? Problem.
Yep.
Is that you skateboarding down the sidewalk?
That's my sleep.
I'll tell you something.
Is that how you sleep? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
Anderson and I have made our feelings clear on the subject.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler plays it kind of close to the vest. I really don't know what his feeling is.
I don't know. I don't like where
I'll tell
it
you,
might be going.
I'll tell
I'm
you something.
Where this is
I'll
going.
Tell you something about Tara.
Uh-huh. No, I don't like this. I know where you're going.
She fucking loves shit and fart jokes, and she just admitted it to me like a week ago.
Took her down a peg.
I'm very disappointed.
She was like a 5-star film on Netflix. Now she's like lingering around a 3.
I play my appreciation for those close to the vest.
Well, we have voiced our disapproval
you
and
don't
our dislike.
Like them?
And
no,
makes us
not a
fan.
Don't like it.
I like
you. Okay. Also, something about
it's,
I'm
first
sorry.
Of all, it's low lying fruit. There's no creativity to it.
Yeah. I will change the topic from beating up on you after this.
What?
The other thing is she's kind of a liar. So she has led me to believe since I met her 3 years ago that she doesn't think they're funny. And all of a sudden, a few weeks ago, she just went, I got to tell you something. I think fart jokes and poop jokes
are
hilarious.
Where did that come from?
So she's been lying for a couple of years telling me she doesn't think they're funny. And the other thing is, can I just say why you're a liar?
Oh, no.
There's a couple of good examples.
Just
brought the Madonna in.
One.
I said, you want to eat in the restaurant or in the bar? Uh-huh. She goes, it's the same menu. And I went, are you sure? She went, yes, I looked. And then I walked over to the restaurant and looked, not even close to the same menu. Mm-hmm. And she just went. Just
did that
lie,
upset
made
you,
it
though,
up.
Is the question.
No, not
did that
really.
Upset
no,
you?
No,
then get...
Because I told Anderson that, and he said you were probably just were trying to avoid me, go a long conversation.
Or maybe I'm just lazy.
Or maybe you just don't want to deal with Mike trying to figure out which one to go to, which is probably what would
I think
happen.
It's, I think it's
back
the same
forth,
as when someone says
forth.
Something, and you heard it, and you just go, what? Or you just
maybe.
Go, I know.
Like, what?
Maybe.
Yeah. Like, what?
This is relationship stuff, guys. It happens. Okay. Not a big deal.
How does Jillian feel about
I want to call her a liar because of that.
I know, you were like really like ticked
really?
Off
yeah.
by it.
I don't know if liar. Really.
They're the same menu, Anderson. Ask me if I looked at them.
Did it really affect you, though?
Yeah, I looked at them. They're the same menu.
That's laziness.
I didn't even
Burger
say that
King
forcefully.
And Wiener Schnitzel have the same exact menu verbatim. I looked at them.
Wait, did you like hold her down and say, look at me. Are you telling the truth? Keep one of those?
I said...
Or you just go with it?
You did. No, it was so. It was such a throwaway conversation. I don't know how you even remember
it. It's so
it.
Funny. You know,
hold on.
You're such a
hold
girl.
On. Hold on. I'm going
to That's totally what a girl would do. You lied to me just now.
I am a girl.
Yeah, that is a very
I am
chick
a girl.
Thing.
I am a girl. Hold on. I want to crack you up for a second.
Okay, here's the deal. If somebody's farting in front of me and like wafting it
oh,
in my
worst.
Face, that's
worse.
Not funny at all.
I've been public. I said I'd rather have semen on my foot than a fart in my face. For sure.
Is that
without a doubt.
Does it have to be either?
I know those
yeah,
are bad
like
choices.
Can you choose like, neither?
If I was being tortured by the American government, okay. And they gave me an
you think
option,
that's the torture? Semen, yeah. Give him the semen on the foot.
Foot semen.
Who are you working for?
Yeah.
Is it on your shoe?
Do
or
you
on
have
your
to
foot?
See who gives it
like
to you?
Sock off. Sock off.
Oh.
You know what's weird?
Yeah, that makes it a big difference.
Yeah, that
with
makes,
both.
Like
with
right
both.
In front of you.
Yeah,
yeah,
any kind of like spit, anything coming from a human body.
Yeah.
I don't want it if like you're a really horrible person too.
What about a tear?
Like if you're like mean to animals, it makes it worse.
Oh, you know I have I mean? A story and yeah. I want to get your opinions on
tears
it.
Not bad. Actually, I shouldn't say that.
You're into tears? Is mm-hmm. that what it is?
Yeah. Like tears.
I have a story I can't share right now.
I have a story that I mentioned before you mentioned your story.
What were you going to say?
Okay. I was having a conversation. I was at a wine bar.
Oh, my God.
I felt super sophisticated. I walked up to the counter and I was like, I need something really sweet and white. Anyway. Oh.
And they said, here's Justin sure. Bieber.
And I sniffed him and I was like, that'll do nicely. And we were having a conversation. I was with a friend who works on the show, Aquarius. And she had come
Bragger.
Across.
NBC.
And she had...
God, you're a company man. Go ahead.
She had... a couple of her friends had shown up just out of the blue, and we're like, hey, we're having a conversation about Serial.
Yeah.
The podcast.
Pops.
And I said, yeah, claps. And I said, I really don't think you could have done it, because at 17, are you really going to manually strangle your girlfriend? And then the guy in the group said, I have a story to tell you guys. And I'm only saying this story because I know I'll never see him again. He said, when I was in high school, senior year, I knocked my girlfriend out. And we all got really quiet and we're like, okay, well, why don't you elaborate on this? And he said, she spit in my face, uh-huh. So I punched her.
I would keep that to myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very weird.
Now, is this
and he was drinking
like,
wine. He wasn't drinking like whiskey. Like
he,
it wasn't
he was
like,
one of the group? Is he on the show?
No,
no. He's not an actor.
No,
I was
no, no,
thinking
no, no.
Maybe he's
I,
like deep in character.
No, 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 no. Okay. He said she cheated on him in front of, she had cheated on him in front of him mm-hmm. and then was falling around like, what? You're not man enough to tell me to this and that. And then she spit at him and he punched her.
Did you find out, Tyler?
Oh, no. I just got the chills.
Really?
Yeah.
I like it, but I don't
I
like it.
There's one little interlude Tyler. Song that has like a cool bass line.
If my girlfriend cheated on me, why would I knock her out? She spit it on me. She spit it on me. It was she physically impossible for me
like?
To knock her out.
Today we're talking
why would
about,
I do it?
I need to get that like
this week on Serial.
Sometimes
my girl spit it on me.
Just like you felt in episode one, the same dude is just as guilty. But you're still tuning in because you're hoping there's some revelation that leads...
You know what really bothers me about Serial?
What?
Yeah. It's hugely successful. Like, giant, right?
Yeah, that makes it shitty.
No, that's fine. That's fine. And they're going to do a second
oh, okay.
season. And I'm sure that there's advertisers lining up as well. You know, Male Kahemp as well yeah. as others.
How much money do you think they got for that, with that,
who's
Tyler?
Male chimp?
And these fucks, Julie Koenig or whatever the fuck her name is,
Sarah.
Has the audacity
to ask for money.
To say, will you please send me some money?
Yeah. That's what I want to know how much they got. I bet it was in the millions.
I bet you.
She wants to make season two like
startup.
Kick ass.
Startup dude got $1.5 million.
Fuck that guy.
You know
fuck
it's impossible to do that show again now because now people are gonna be playing to the recorder.
Honestly, did you see Paradise Lost?
No.
Because Paradise Lost is like the same kind of thing but better, and it's a documentary and there's three of them. So I think that's why it kind of spoiled the whole Serial thing for
what
me.
What is it?
It's about the West Memphis Three. Those
oh.
three kids
oh,
in Arkansas.
Oh, you told me about that.
It's so great. It's so fantastic.
Yeah,
it sounds kind of depressing.
Yeah.
Well, now you know the end because, like, you know, it's public knowledge and it's been going on for like 20 years. But it's the only documentary that Metallica allowed to use their music because they were big Metallica fans. These
really?
Kids. It's fantastic.
And Metallica lets people in the U.S. government use
for torture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? They're like really proud of it, I think.
Are you serious? They did?
Yeah. They're like, rock on, man.
Here's the thing. Are you sure about that? Really?
I feel like I've read that several places.
The I didn't know they even asked permission to use your music to torture people. Because like, who's going to tell?
Hello, James Hetfield. I was tortured in Guantanamo Bay, and they play me the Black Album.
I'm a big fan.
Why was there a Taco Man?
I can't do accents. Does anybody here know how much money they got for Cereal? And here's the thing about Cereal that bothers me is the fact that it's so huge and introduced so many new people to podcasts. But it's a great podcast, but it's not better than This American Life. Like, why?
It's similar. But
This American Life, though, is one-offs, and people aren't necessarily interested. They're interested in, this like, oh, a continuing story. Yeah. It's like an audiobook.
It's a serial.
Really?
Christ.
My podcast is like serial, where every week I just complain about my depression.
Everybody loves murder shows, Forensic Files, sure American Justice. This is just like an extended version.
Mike, for your
of
show,
good
you
music.
Just need to make up a story about how you may or may not have killed the chick when you were in high school.
Just say she spit on you.
This
and
chick
it's
farted
okay.
on me, and I don't think it's funny.
Strangling someone with your bare hands is really difficult, and you would come to school the next day with scratches all over your face. Although it was a snow day, I remember.
Okay,
and then
it's not that difficult.
For 2 days.
Fuck,
it's not that difficult to strangle someone with your bare hands. I'm sure of it.
It depends. She was Asian and
like 5'8", they said, like athletic.
Yeah. That's kind of
There was like
I could crush your throat with one hand.
I think you probably could.
Say it louder, please.
What do they say about Italians?
Yeah, big hands, big throat crushers.
Tie, I know.
That was good.
Male cat.
Okay, why would I crush her throat after I said it on a podcast? I don't know. There's no answer for that.
What do we want to happen on Cereal?
I want him to be released.
No.
I want him to go free. I
God,
think he's...
that's gross.
What
you
if
like
he gets
him.
Free and then
you
he starts
like
killing.
I think Sarah Koenig has a thing for Ednaun.
I think you do, too.
Oh, she totally does. When she gets on the phone with him, she sounds
like
a high school girl.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, the recorder's off.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Start jerking it. I want him to just go, hey, guess what, you dumb bitch.
That would be awesome. Yeah. That would be so
Of course I did it. I'm in jail, stupid.
And then she's like, click. She'd be like,
that would be fun.
She would immediately call that one chick. She's like, I got the psychopath. Jealous.
Yeah. You know what's really incredible about it is that the show is still going on however many weeks in they are, and nothing has broken it. Because it's very simple that one thing can end this. Him admitting it.
Honestly, it's a little dense. I find myself rewinding a lot when I'm in traffic. Cause I'm like, what just happened the last 10 minutes?
Oh, that's so sad
for you. No, it's because I just start thinking about something else.
Yeah, me
too. That's true. Yeah, that's
ADD.
True.
It's not ADD enough for me.
When you're driving, though?
Yeah, I always drive and listen.
Yeah, me
everything is that. The books on tape are that way more for me because
especially
I'm listening
if they're in
to
German.
I can fucking read like a full chapter and go, I have no idea. I wasn't paying attention to anything I read.
Not only that, I can read and actually focus on
something
else.
Completely different. Yes. Yeah, so do I.
Okay.
No good.
I think about
are
my
you guys
chores.
Bragging
today.
Right now?
I think we might be bragging.
But then you get like two paragraphs down and you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Not to sometimes brag, but I can read a whole chapter without comprehending anything.
A word.
Yeah. I'm sure I could read an entire book and not tell you what it was about.
I believe that.
Absolutely.
I believe it.
I can have a conversation with her for an hour while we're hiking and not remember one thing she said.
I'll get home to
I'm
post
kidding.
This.
I remember everything you said.
That's so sweet.
I remember everything you said.
I'll get home to post our episodes and I sit there. I'm like, oh, what should the title be? Cannot think of a single thing that we talked about.
With you. Mm-hmm. With you.
This one, I'll talk to you after about the title. I have some ideas.
Oh, okay.
Make it repulsive and disgusting now that people know she thought of it.
No.
I'm not into that dirty of jokes.
What made you
the wet
decide,
fart episode.
What? Michael, what made you decide, hey, now's the time that I want to tell Mike that I love scat?
I don't know. Oh, you know what it was? You know what it was? I watched that Jim Jefferies stand-up special, the most recent one with my dad, and he has a joke about getting shit on his dick while he's fucking a girl in the ass, and it's really funny.
Nice. You really relished each of those words. He's getting shit on his dick.
We're not
they're
that
important.
Sweet little girl, and all of a sudden now you come across like
no,
this.
No, but it was funny, and my dad and I were laughing at it. My mom was just like,
Your mom is Anderson.
Because your mom was probably the one that had to clean it off.
Oh my God!
Womanly duties.
Duties, I get it. It's a good one.
It's not
like
funny
it.
Now.
Sorry, I said
how
that.
Do you attach
I hope
my
your mom
family
doesn't listen
members.
To the show now. Even though I'm going to post this on Facebook tomorrow. I want to bring something up that you guys may or may not be familiar with, and I may have brought it up before. But if you haven't discovered this, and you do discover it.
Yes, we know about the Ace Hotel, Mike.
You're going to be very you're going to be very pleased. Uh-huh. And it may be a running topic on this show, okay. But I recently purchased and am enjoying the benefits of an incredible invention called the shoehorn. I'm not kidding. One, it makes putting on my shoes fun.
What, fun?
How, yeah. Do you have one? And
sell
you use
it, Mike. Just sell it.
Grandfather. I was born with two shoehorns.
No, do you have a shoehorn?
Hands up.
Do you have a shoehorn?
I think my dad used to have one.
Okay, guess what? Guess what? Shoehorn, what? Shoehorn for Christmas. You're gonna and you're, no, and you are you. I promise you, when you put your shoes on without the shoehorn by accident, you're gonna be bummed, and you may even be do what I do, which was take them back off and put them back on again, because it's so much easier putting on your shoes, and it doesn't damage your shoes, and everything about it's good.
I've never damaged my shoes putting them on or taking them
shoehorn
off.
My fingers.
Mike has a shoe fetish anyway.
Yeah. I think after disaster, shoehorns are the thing.
Really.
Yeah, he's bought, since yeah. I've known you, you've probably bought like 2 dozen pairs of shoes and worn like maybe 3 or 4 yeah. of them.
He probably, bought, probably 18 pairs.
He just bought a pair of like cool, like retro looking Converse, and he said they were just slightly too, just a little bit too big, so he bought another pair.
He does
pair.
A lot of walking. He does yeah. do a lot of walking.
I can't walk in this Converse, they're very uncomfortable, but I bought a pair of retro Converse that were kind of bumming me out because it goes against what I believe in because they're fake aged.
Oh, I hate that.
They're John Varvatos, $150 Converse.
Come on, man.
And
on.
I looked at them for like a month. Stop I walked by them.
How many shoes
at,
you buy a year?
Probably 12, 13, 14
Jesus, that's
pairs.
Way too many. You know what the
that's
average, you ask 100 ladies on the street, what they say? Five. Yeah. Five.
That's not
common,
true.
Common
I think
answer.
They buy way more
Family
than five
feud.
Pairs.
It's absolutely true.
Oh, okay.
I haven't bought a pair of shoes all. Nope. I bought a pair of shoes this year. One.
I find that hard to believe.
She is the dude.
And it was like $15.
Without a doubt.
But you're a lesbo.
That's true. I am a lesbo.
Without a doubt.
He didn't
the
say
man.
Boots. She said shoes.
What?
Lesbo oh. jokes. Great. Thanks, guys.
They were those. They were jellies. Like, you know, like 90s jellies.
You can tell me to shut up if I say anything that's weird tonight.
Okay, shut up, please.
Okay. Because I'm not trying to. I'm just trying to be funny. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings.
For the rest of the night.
You're hurting my feelings. You're not apologizing to me.
You're a lesbo, Tyler.
Mike.
I think that's a compliment. He was showing me a picture of his niece, Loretta, wearing wearing a little bandana, and she looked so cute. And he's like, yeah, she's going through like a lesbo phase.
Wow,
I was like, she's
tables turned.
She's like 6.
Now you should say to him, so say, just tell me to shut up if I...
Yeah,
well,
Mike,
how many times have you asked me seriously if I'm gay or not?
Don't say a word.
How many times have you seriously asked me if
he
I'm
was
gay?
Telling me, Mike was telling
times.
Me recently that you thought that he was gay.
He's got like a flair about him. Like his wrists are very. He's like he's got really limp wrists. Look at the way he's holding his hands right now. It's like really delicate. You know what I mean? Like look at the way you're holding your wrists, and look the way he does.
No one else can see. This is a.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Anderson is kind of clenching, and Mike is has very gracefully placed his hands on the table. It's not a bad thing.
I'm very limp.
You're totally.
I look
limp.
Like Mr. Furley doing
your left
Jack Tripper.
Well, the left hand is limp, but you're doing like a rock star thing. Like
I always rest my hand on top of the mic. I do the mic thing. I could sleep on this mic right now. That'd be good.
Shoehorn.
Full
I promise
circle.
You. I promise you. It's like a rediscovery of the joy of putting on
now,
shoes.
Now, do you stand when you're using the shoehorn?
No, I
you
sit.
You sit down. Yeah. You still sit when you pee?
Yeah. Yeah.
You could actually sit while peeing and shoehorn it, and you'd have a good time. Think about that. Maybe leave a shoehorn in the bathroom?
I don't think that. You know? I don't know if that's a good
idea. I didn't realize shoehorns were used to put your shoes on as well as take them off.
They're not used for taking them off.
Wow.
What?
That changes
they're used
everything.
For putting them on.
You're blowing my mind.
You put the shoehorn in first, then you slide your heel down the slippery little slide of a shoehorn.
What if you're not wearing socks?
Who invented that, though? Who was having such a hard time with their shoes? They're like,
back in the day when shoes were
like
super stiff.
I need whalebone. Yeah,
it doesn't matter
you
who invented
them shined.
It. It doesn't matter who invented
not
it.
Not for tennis shoes.
I will personally promise you that once you get your shoehorn gifts from
can
me.
Can mine be made of like tortoise shell or
maybe,
ivory?
You're going to be like, this is pretty friggin' cool.
Yeah.
And then when you have to put your shoes on, you forget your shoehorn on a trip or something, you're going to be very disappointed.
Mike, I'll give you this. I hate putting on tight shoes so much, and I'm so lazy, I never untie them. So I always just like put them on with my fingers. And I got so sick of my fingers being raw. You know what I did? I just buy shoes that are like at least a size too big now.
Well,
I mean, my shoes just fly off. Like they're just.
Well, guess what? Starting after so Christmas, easy. When you open your gifts at the Brea Improv on December 22nd.
Oh, is that how we're doing it? We're
gonna you can buy Christmas. Shoes that fit. You're welcome.
Thank you, Beth.
I wear shoes with lots of zippers. How does that affect? Am I not getting
when
a shoe
when did you buy
on?
Those?
Is that not?
I don't. What? You could, they make boot shoe horns. There's big ones. They're really? Like 2 feet long.
But there's zippers along the side, so I can just slip my shoe, my shoes? Foot in, yeah. And then
yeah,
do it.
Keep changing there.
The those are lazy person's shoes. Zippers.
That's cool.
For special
Velcro.
People, maybe? The Velcro, yeah.
It's trickery.
It's trickery. You want people to believe you laced up those boots all the way up, and really,
it's just a zipper.
It's like having a garbage bag that has a suit printed on the front, and I just put it over my head and go, I'm going to work, honey.
It's just like that.
It's so much
Oh,
like
it's
that.
Very crinkly sounding. That's what's the giveaway,
it's a
clip-on, right?
It's your boots are the clip-on tie of boots.
That's cool. I'm okay with that. I think clip-on ties are cool.
No, you don't.
Your boots
no,
are
you
clip-on
don't.
Sure, I do.
No, you don't.
That's a really good...
Mike, yes. Let's go to the origin of this shoehorn for you.
Yeah, I didn't really
research
it. How did
it come into your life?
I have some boots. I have some boots that I like that I want to wear, but they are a pain in the ass to put on. And I was jamming my finger in there and sliding my heel down my finger, and I just went, "Fuck! This is a pain in the ass." For how many times I take my shoes on and off all day?
Let's guess how much Mike spent on a shoehorn.
No, it's nothing. That nothing. Is, yeah. It was almost free.
He wanted to try.
It was almost free. I bought it on Amazon. It came in 2 days. I bought 2 new pepper sprays, pepper gels to be specific, and a shoehorn, and they came like in 2 days. And her pepper gel is still in the package.
What's funny about farts? Please explain to me.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's just funny that your ass makes a sound. You know what I mean? Like, it makes a sound. Mm. Like, what other part of your body makes a
but
sound?
But do you think the smell is funny?
No. That's why I don't like it when it's in person. If somebody farts in my face, I don't think that's funny. Mm-hmm. But I think
Has that
jokes
ever happened
about people
to you?
Farting is funny. Yeah, I had a really bad experience once.
What?
Yeah.
No, of course not. No.
Because yeah, I've been around some crude assholes, and I don't know if it's happened. Yeah, it has happened to me. It's happened to you, too. Yeah.
No.
Might be the same guy. Mm. Dr. Drew.
Speaking of which, you should be piped in pretty soon.
Great episode.
Can I bring something else up, or do you want to move
on? Go ahead. Yeah.
Along the lines of the shoehorn, something occurred to me tonight.
I can't wait.
Yesterday, I walked into an Old Navy store and I bought some new shorts, which I'm wearing. And I had a feeling, they're just regular, same old shorts I always buy, but I had a feeling that I haven't had for a long, long time, which was the I don't want to wear these till they're worn in, because I think it's embarrassing to wear new clothes and new shoes. And then I thought, do people have that, or is that my own issue?
No.
Like, when I was a kid, when I had brand new white tennis shoes, I wanted them to be dirty before I went out, because I thought it was embarrassing, and maybe I was afraid of getting teased for, like, you have new shoes, which is a weird thing to tease
Your family has money.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like the opposite of a gangster. Gangsters love their shirts.
And they
like,
leave their tags.
Crease.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, like, if you get new J's, like new J's.
What are J's?
J's are like sneakers. Tyler, can you help me out here? Do you know what J's are?
Yeah, I'm going to pretend I do.
Tyler, help her out.
They play in Toronto?
I'm young
they're
and hip.
They're J's. I think they're like an athletic shoe, but I think a lot of African-American athletes wear them.
You didn't have to like do the
quiet
hand.
By the way,
thing.
I'll tell you
right
something
now.
Else.
Not that it's racist at
no.
all.
First of all, maybe you didn't listen to the Blacker Disaster close enough, but they prefer to be called Black.
Black.
Those three guys.
Black too. Athletes.
I got a lot of emails saying, hey, fuck those guys. I'm Black.
Did you
they
really?
Were really great.
I'm African American.
That was the best show.
They were awesome. Yeah, I wish I was more sober.
When I was in jail, was there
really
was a
fun.
Guy that was obsessed with cleaning his shoes. I mean, like, before they took
in
him
jail?
Away. Yeah, because like
How
the
did he
first
clean
half,
him in jail?
You just put that toilet paper.
Did you say
spit.
When you were in jail?
I've been in jail like 3 times, but just for like stupid shit.
Yeah.
But when I was in LA County.
Oh, not for smart moves? You've been in jail for stupid shit?
Oh, you would have thought jail was hilarious.
Really?
Yeah. I was taking the
Farting?
SAT.
Oh, tell me. I want to know. Tell me about jail.
Can't wait.
Tell me about
jail.
There's a lot of like. Please call the episode Shoehorn.
Hey, can that be the name of the episode, please?
Shoehorn?
Wait, you could come up with something better.
No,
I think.
Be
this week we talked Adnan. the flatulence.
Rank.
Okay,
in the Maryland correctional system.
Besides the murder, let me tell you something about jail.
Nobody gives a shit where
you know,
they rip one.
What was the girl's name again?
Hey, man.
You know,
hey, man Lee.
Let me tell you something about Heyman. She would eat those noodles and fart up my car.
Sarah. All right, dude, come on. We're not that show. We're not going to be that show. Please.
You're right.
Please.
She'd eat up those noodles and fart up
yeah,
my
stop
car.
It, stop it.
Yeah, he's justifying why he killed her. Even though, in my opinion,
Male Kimp,
the dude who stopped the alcoholic who stopped there to pee is the one who killed
Mr.
her.
Mr. S.
Yeah.
Mr.
S. Seems pretty shady.
It just reminds me of School of
but
Rock.
But they told us about the other side of it too, where it does make sense that he'd walk that far because it's not that far.
Yeah, but does it make sense that in a huge park? That he's going to walk direct, like PB peeing on her hair.
We're really shoehorning
you know what I mean?
A lot of cereal discussion into this episode.
I get it. But what was the big deal with him?
See, they're funny. I mean, even just the word.
That was funny. That was, it was, could have been any word. That was,
just the word.
I hate the word. I don't like the word parts because it's too close.
Really? You know what? I had a friend.
Of arts really bothers me.
How about this? I had a friend in elementary school. She wasn't allowed to say fart. She her parents made her say putt-putt.
Mm. What?
I did a girl. They called them loopers.
What?
I don't know why.
It's like Walking Dead. You have different terms for the zombies. Walkers.
I think the problem with farting, in my opinion, is because one of my greatest fears would be, God forbid, pooping on myself. And I think farting is very close to that.
All right.
Yeah. It's like burping and vomiting.
Like, I don't think there's a God because of farts. Like, there's no way God would allow that to happen.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to make these beautiful creatures. But they're going to have,
you know,
like,
that's a, you know,
weird,
what?
Embarrassing sounds coming.
That is
asses.
A good point you
right?
have there.
Yeah,
because,
that,
okay, this almighty,
that's
perfect,
a good point.
This almighty, perfect being,
yeah.
God,
right.
That creates things in his image, mm-hmm. The image of perfection,
well,
still has to make a
too.
Still has to make a bodily
Thunder.
System that has weight. Really, God?
Yeah.
You can't just make perfect robot people that don't
or
have to poop?
Dissolves. Or,
never
oh,
have bad
okay.
breath?
Never mind.
Never have bad breath.
Yeah, boogers are not even.
Yeah. I think God is kind
hair.
Of a failure, to be honest.
Wow.
Mediocre.
He did a not good job with
Tyler
that.
Did not like
people
that.
Are like, oh, look at the trees and the plants. He created that. It's perfect. Not perfect.
That's a God fart.
Not
the
perfect.
Ooh,
they
God.
Catch on fire. They kill people. Fucking bugs jump from trees and land
match.
In your head and lay eggs. Squirrels attack you from the tree. Animals attack from trees. Did you guys see that dude that killed the bear with a knife?
Nope. Oh, no. What?
Do you see that guy bail out of getting eaten by the snake?
I heard all about it. Why was it so important to Cyril?
I don't.
For him to know about the alcohol bottle. What brand? Like, so he didn't notice. Who cares?
Oh, that I did. I just thought
I didn't
was
get
like,
it.
Well, I'm gonna...
Yeah.
Well, no, they were trying to see if it was the kind that he drinks, but he went through every kind of alcohol he drinks, and he doesn't drink the kind
is he gonna
of
wake
alcohol
up in the
that
morning?
They found next to the bottle.
Is he going to wake up in the morning and go to work at like 8:30 in the morning and be drinking a beer? While
he
goes, he was?
Yeah, he was drinking a beer.
Is that what he said?
It was lunchtime.
Oh, I thought
it
was the morning.
Do you people
even
listen to the show?
I did. He went home and went home to drink.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Went home to get a tool to shave down the door.
What a loser.
Tyler, stop comprehending things and remembering them.
I would go out to my car and drink out of the trunk.
Weeks later and making us look bad. All right? I'm going to ask you to stop doing that. Okay? Be done with us, please. Come over to this side. Thank you.
I don't like turds.
I don't like that word either.
Turd is a bad. That's
that,
not
that one's
a funny
bad. Yeah.
And deuce isn't cool
that's
either.
That's horrible. That's
let's
disgusting.
Get off.
Let's
get off
let's
of
just,
it.
You know what's weird
what
is that we have so many words for going to the going number two. That's that being one of the terminologies for it. But why in the world do you need to let somebody know what you're doing? Can't you just say I'm going to the bathroom?
I think length of time.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good
like
point.
When you're on set, you say I'm going 10-1 or 10-2.
Yep.
If you're going 10-2, then they're like, okay, so she'll be like 5-10 minutes.
Okay, I don't know this show business talk you're talking about.
It is true. They love to banty it about. He's 10-1 right now. They always say that. It's annoying.
I know it's
kind of annoying. Copy that.
I like to say when they're like, Tara, we need you. I like to be like, I'm flying in.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like, gracefully.
Oh Christ.
Flit.
Glad
really?
I'm not on
is that what you say?
Yeah.
She just waved her hands like she was
gracefully.
Lying. Yeah, gracefully.
Like a swan.
It was fairly graceful.
Thanks.
The you guys, we have a show on the 22nd of December, which is 2 weeks from yesterday.
Woo!
All the disturbing things I've heard on Loveline over the like almost 16 years, right? You want to know what the most disturbing call I've ever
yes.
heard? For me.
Okay.
Possibly it's the woman in Alaska who was freezing her own poop and then using them as dildos.
Oh my
bad.
God, that's the one that. I was just about to say.
That was really, really bad.
But she said her boyfriend. She's like, my boyfriend kind of.
Talk about a shitty sex toy.
But.
That's so funny that you said that because that's what
one
I remember too.
Years.
Did she call
them
childos? Sorry.
You know what the weirdest part is? How can you get off with something that cold in
dildos?
How can you get off with something that
it.
Dirty?
I don't
want to
believe it. I don't want to believe it. Plus, it warms up. Oh, Christ. All right. I don't want to think about it.
Plus, right. The corn will scratch the inside of your vagina.
Poor stripper girl called up. And she was all disturbed and distraught and stupid as could be. And she had just finished having sex with the bouncer at the stripper joint that she worked at.
Right.
And she wanted to know what it meant. When they were having sex, he stopped mid-thrust, farted very loudly, and went, oh, I've been holding that in all day. And then
oh,
went about
his business. Oh, it's a great
bit.
Compliment.
That is the most disturbing thing I've ever heard. That man is probably still alive, walking the earth. What a fucking animal that guy is. The government should be watching him.
It's insulting, I'd say.
That guy needs to be watched by the government, right? He's capable of murder.
And people who insist on receiving Blumpkins.
Well,
I don't think that's a thing. I don't
Chuck
think
Berry,
like to.
Chuck Berry sure used happened. To like to fart on girls.
It's humiliating. That's like what they're into, probably.
Yeah.
It's like it's like, you know. And
you know, it's more humiliating if you just call them fat.
Probably.
That'll do it.
Long term.
See this blue cord?
Yeah.
This is my little code to myself where I'm talking about into a microphone with a blue cord. Because Mike farts into, Mike Catherwood farts into on air all the time. I always make sure that he never has the mic with a blue cord, and I always do. So I never have to talk into his farty mics ever.
Oh. He farts into the mic?
All the time.
Oh, yeah, every show.
Why does he do that?
Not about every show, but about once, twice a week.
Well, just the few times I've been here, I mean, I've been here a lot, but compared to how often you're here every night, I've seen him get up and fart on people at least 12 times.
He does it more when there's like company and there's people around. Yeah.
Does it make him like look cool and stuff?
He thinks so, but it does not.
Yeah.
I can say no.
Cary Grant used to fart on people all the time.
Oh, my God.
Gandhi, I hear.
Yeah.
Big farter. Yeah.
Yeah,
Curry.
Big.
Mother Teresa would be, come closer.
See all that fasting.
Come closer, my child.
Michael.
No. See, that's funny. That's funny. Yes.
You know
good
what?
Job,
you know what?
Mike.
I think I'm so insecure. I'm too insecure to fart in front of people ever.
Uh-huh.
And I'm worried that I'm going to be judged for what I ate.
What? So that's the worst thing you ever said, ever, that I've ever heard you say.
Oh, you're going to repeat it?
The cum farts. Worst thing I've ever heard you say.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm. At the Ace Hotel.
Yeah. There was a smell in the men's room that can only be described as the word he said. I'm not going to repeat it.
There's two words combined.
I walked in there and I was like, oh! I was like gagging, but I had to pee.
I guess there was a bunch of gay guys
in there. Be...
Yeah, see?
Oh, no.
Worst thing ever. Tara's face of realization just now was priceless.
That smell.
Oh, there's a name for it.
That smell was what I thought.
It was awful.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't there.
Maybe I'm thinking of another. There's some term for when you come in somebody's ass and then you... either fart it out or you suck it out.
All right, let's
belching.
Let it go.
Yeah,
let's
belching.
Let's move on.
Is it? But look, can
you're
I ask
regret,
that?
You're gonna regret saying that, by the way.
Why?
I regret I the show. Should we start over? Can we start over?
I think we
should
start over.
All right.
Wait, but okay.
We're starting over.
Is it farting or sucking? Belching.
You put the straw on their butt. I don't know.
Everything sounds funnier with this music.
Yeah, it sure does. Listen.
I feel like I should be saying something really important.
Give us money.
If I were felching her, why would I kill a girl that let me felch her?
I like your unknown impression, Mike.
I don't know. I can't do impressions.
He talks with way more swag than that.
I know.
He's
I know. But
hey, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
He's pretty sweet.
He's so cool. Like, really?
I don't want to see this picture ever.
Oh,
you haven't seen
it? It's not bad, no. He's got, like, beautiful, sultry eyes.
All right.
Like, big brown eyes.
Are you going to marry him? Are you going to be one of those weird chicks that marries, like, a guy in prison?
No, yeah.
You kind of lit up when you heard I was in prison. You got a thing for prison?
I just want to hear stories. That's all.
Hilarious stories.
You know what he never says is like how much he misses her.
Well, maybe
I think
he doesn't.
He's over it.
Yeah.
I think I'd be over it by now.
Yeah.
I think I'd be pissed at her.
Yeah, his high school girlfriend broke up with him, started dating a guy at Lens Crafters, and then got murdered 15 years ago. And now he's in jail for her murder.
Tyler, what are you
doing? I'd be over it too.
Cliff Notes.
Yeah, good point. Sorry.
Lens Crafters detail right there.
I know, Dawn. That was really impressive.
Dawn. Yep. Dawn.
She wrote Dawn in her diary out of Little Dawns.
Yeah.
Wrote Adnan out of Little Adnans.
Yeah.
I'm kind of amazed at how stereotypically teenage she is. She was.
It was high school.
I never did that. Like, life is perfect now.
I think you may have done that.
I bet you might have. You ever think about back to like things you did?
You made me
like,
a couple mixtapes that have little hearts on them and stuff.
Did you really?
Yeah, can we cut this?
Really?
Yeah.
Can we actually? Can we though?
I don't think we should.
Yeah.
No,
I think we should.
Because of the mixtape.
It had embarrassing stuff on it.
Everything that's been said. And the mixtape is what you're worried about.
<That's very laughs> that music is really poignant. Right now. You really put me on the spot. It had like one song was like by Bruno Mars. And
so
and you probably
kidding.
Won't even remember.
I have.
Right?
I still have them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's sweet.
The
I broke up with the girl with the mixtape once.
Oh, really?
No
it
way.
It was just my voice saying, it's over.
Really?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
And then,
that'd be pretty sweet.
And then some really like, wish you like could step
metal.
Outside the
you know,
ledge.
You know what I...
Forever!
You know what I wish I could have? That I would...
That tape that of you singing to the girl.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, what?
You don't know about this, Tara? Now it's fun.
When I was in the fifth grade,
oh, that's so
my
sweet.
Friends and I were in love with a girl named Heidi who lived on the corner.
Heidi's are never.
And
your friends and you.
I had never picked up a guitar in my life, And I went to my dad's pawn shop and I got a guitar and brought it home and it had three strings on it. And I took my little realistic cassette deck out and I wrote her a song.
And
I brought the tape to her house and stuck it in her mailbox.
And her friends.
She lived on Chateau Drive in San. If somebody could get a hold of her.
All right.
The this is like in the 70s. And here's my friend and I would write these big long notes to her about
this
how beautiful
like
she was on
the
sidewalk in chalk. And then we would hide and she would walk home from school and we would yell, "Look down."
That's like me. My friends would throw really sharp rocks in the street so our neighbors would run over
them. Fifth grade.
Kids.
Yeah.
I like how you were so romantic and I was like really.
She's the dude.
Destroying property.
Yeah, I threw clods of dirt in my neighbor's pool and I got in trouble.
Because it turned muddy.
Because you liked him?
No. Because I was bored.
I think you might have liked him.
I think you liked him.
I used to cut the hair off of my Bratz dolls too. And they looked super lesbo.
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe so.
And draw nipples with Sharpie.
Mike was saying earlier,
maybe. I don't know.
I made little flannel shirts and cut the sleeves off. Little Indigo Girls albums.
Sleater-Kinney.
Yep.
So you guys heard of Rent-A-Wreck?
Yes.
Rent-A-Wreck?
Yeah, Rent-A-Wreck.
Oh, Rent-A-Wreck.
You rent a wreck.
Rack?
Yeah. Piece of shit car. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. Yeah.
A prostitute's a rent-a-wreck.
Is it the opposite of cash for clunkers? It's like...
Well,
it's not even in the same field. It's a rental car agency that has junked up, dented up old cars.
Like, you can get a van from Enterprise for, like, I think it's $135 a day.
Okay.
Or you can go to Rent-A-Wreck and get one for $35 a day, but it smells like an old sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
And there's probably been bodies
Meatball
in
sandwich.
It. There's probably been bodies in it.
Yeah.
Right?
There have been, for sure. They might.
Do productions use it for, like.
I use it for mine because, you know, I'm very low budget. So I rent from the same guy. Every now and again, if I need to move some big furniture in my house, just go grab the van. $35. Not
bad.
Last 2 weekends I've been in there.
Yeah.
Horrible, horrible customers. You can imagine the type of people that rent from Rent-A-Wreck. Not the salt of the earth.
Yeah, people like Anderson.
Pepper the earth.
People with pagers in their back.
I am great customer.
I am great customer.
I have been told that I am great customer.
I use the Rent-A-Wreck.
And that's why I brought the story up, because I am actually quite valued at Rent-A-Wreck.
Oh, nice.
I appreciate that.
Smile.
I appreciate that.
When I went for the first time in a long time, just a couple weeks ago, for the first day of production we did a couple weeks
ago. First time, long time.
There was a guy in there, white dude, before anyone gets any ideas.
Mm.
He's real friendly and talkative to the point of, like, too much.
Yeah.
Kind of like Carano, but he doesn't have much to say, other than the fact that he has a YouTube channel. He does all sorts of videos.
He brought that up?
To three people.
Like, how do you bring that up to strangers?
That's really awkward.
This is while he's arguing.
I can't even promote my shit to people I know.
Would you like to buy a packing tube? Speaking of tubes, and you.
He has 10,000 subscribers, so he says.
Really?
I wanted to find out his name just so I could talk shit.
Should have had him on the live show.
I wish. But he was having this conversation, then like a woman stands, like comes up to the counter, and he starts telling her about his YouTube channel. Like, he just like... unseamlessly just breaks into it. It was like so
Did you hire him on the spot for PR for your shorts?
I was just sitting there like just trying to ignore him because he was saying a lot of stuff in my direction, but I didn't want him doing that.
I just want to rent a wreck and get out.
Manager guy that was working there at the time, and he's always there. He's there last. He's the one that called me. Very good customer. I'm a good customer. Great customer.
Jesus.
I'm a great customer.
I think you and I don't mean to leave you out of it, but once again, you play this one close to your vest. I think you and I, because of self-esteem issues and stuff, after we get over the initial hump of going to a business more than once or twice, I think those people fucking love us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
I think we are the most valued customers.
Because I wasn't trying to pull up. Now, I've been in there twice in the last 2 weeks. This is the first time that the YouTube guy, while he's telling people about his YouTube channel.
What does he do? Music? Videos?
I don't know. I was trying. Funny things. Very funny things. God, I should have got his intro.
Very funny things.
Sorry, did I just spit? I just freaked out.
What if there are really funny?
It was really scary.
This is what was really impressive.
Poopmaster 36.
Tyler.
Keep going, Tyler.
Arguing with the guy, the Indian guy behind the counter, about the $80 charge. Because he had a receipt. And he's like, I bought a tire costing me $80. And the Indian guy's like, sir, I see very clearly that it said 30 at one point, and you made it into an 8, and you forgot to do it in this part.
Oh my
busted.
God.
And he's like, all right, whatever, fine. So yeah, my YouTube channel, oh my God, just seamlessly.
Hey, by the way, you don't get to go back after you tried to steal.
Wait, is he a customer or
he's a customer.
He works there?
Yeah,
he's
but you don't get to, I don't get to try to cheat you out of money, and then you catch me, and then I just go, oh yeah, okay, moving on.
Now I'm there last weekend, and there's a dude, he's got like diamond stud earrings.
Oh, hot.
He's dressed nice.
Yeah.
Was he wearing J's? I hear those are the cool things.
J's on my feet, you know.
He's got like a very nice, clean-cut haircut, very close to the head.
Okay.
Yes.
It's happening. I'm getting old and out of touch.
And Tyler's all
you're
hurt
supposed to be
it.
The spry young one of the group.
Yeah, he's screaming at the
Indian
wrist.
He's screaming at the Indian guy about how the fucking van is down at the gas station. You go fucking pick it up. It's not my problem. Then his girlfriend, the guy, the customer, the angry customer's girlfriend, calls. Then he's on the phone with her, yelling at her. And then he drops the phone like he just like finished some kind of spit contest. And walks out. And the poor Indian guy.
And he left the
like,
phone there?
This is not a, no, it was like the actual phone. Oh. He's like, this is not an easy job.
And you shared like a moment of
silence.
Yeah. Oh, that's the greatest bonding experience.
Yeah. I'm like, it's good, man. He's
and
like,
then you're like, well,
that's why he loves you.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
I noticed some extra charges on my bill.
He's like, you're only trying to try to steal $10 from me. Not.
Oh, they're called Jordans. Oh, fuck.
That's very different from Jay's.
Well, that was like, that's like the nickname.
I think
Jordans.
She was getting
I totally thought you were talking about Jordans, but you were so emphatic about calling them Jays that I was like,
oh,
it must
it's just
not
because I have
Jordan.
A Vine account.
Do like really cool people call them Jays, though?
I've never heard
that.
Yeah, well, I mean,
they do.
Cool, so.
All the Viners
Jordan's
on,
a mouthful.
All the Viners on the popular page call them Jays.
On the what? On the who?
All the Viners who make the popular page. If you check the popular page of Vine, half the Vines are guys talking about not denting or scratching
so
or dirtying.
So sad when I see a little glimpse of our friendship ending in the future.
Are you saying it's dying on the Vine?
Oh, yeah.
So you know what they are, Jordans. Yeah. They're like
everyone
super
knows.
Trendy.
They've been around
I didn't
since
know.
Holy shit. Have you ever seen
since
like
Michael Jordan.
Have you ever heard of Michael Jordan? Have you heard of that guy?
Who?
Michael Jordan.
Yes.
Airwalks.
Yeah. Guy from the Hanes commercials.
They're not Airwalks.
They're not Airwalks. Are they? But he used to do an Airwalk.
Oh, you mean Skinny Chef?
He did an Airwalk. Didn't they say he did an Airwalk?
He did that air jump
the,
thing.
Oh, you mean the actor from Space Jam?
Yeah, that guy. Black fella. He's Shaq? The guy with the Hitler mustache in the Hanes commercial.
He is rocking the Hitler mustache.
I think he
might
have got done with it, but
he is a gambling addict and a sex addict.
Really?
And
wow,
of
Mike
course.
Carano putting Michael Jordan on blast.
Am I Magic or Michael?
No, Michael Jordan.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't think that.
Yeah, oh, notorious.
Yeah, big time gambler.
Yeah, he gambles like millions at a time.
With Bill Cosby? Oh, he can't.
No, Bill Cosby's a rapist. They're very different.
Okay.
Know, does he hang out with Bill Cosby? Is that what you said?
Sometimes, yeah.
I gamble, you rape. We should go hang out.
I bet a lot of rapists hang out in Vegas.
You think rapists hang out with each other?
I don't know. Like
I bet they've got like weird little summits.
Oh, what is it? Anything like
that?
Deep internet.
2015.
Well, they could look at different like surveillance material.
Rape. Oh, yeah. God.
Different alibis.
Oh, not bad. Like they trade alibis, ooh, like baseball cards.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's awful.
Hey, you know one of Mike's favorite songs that I just discovered? No, it's a Kiss from a Rose by Seal.
Such a good song.
He loves that song. It's so weird. He says he doesn't, but I know he does.
This is a reflection of your age. She thinks she's being funny by making me angry. Do not play it.
Play
oh
it.
My God, please play it.
Play it, because I can't think of what
Tara
it is.
Tara plays this song and sings this song day and night.
Oh, that's the one that she was playing in the background when I was talking to you last.
He loves
I'm not
it.
Enjoying it.
He loves it. And then he loves this song by Steve Billenbrand, Fly Like an Eagle.
Yeah, I do. I do like that one.
No,
do you
no.
like the Seal cover of Fly Like an Eagle?
Yeah, that's the one. I sent it to him and he was...
I'm not going to fault you for liking this song.
This song's a jam. And it's from Batman.
Like oh, fuck.
You're
I don't
hate it.
Uh-huh. What about Extreme? You like that song?
I don't know, but I'm thinking about saying something to embarrass her.
You should. I think you should. Tit for tat.
Besides her love of farts. Did you know
yeah, I feel like
I'm
Tara
making
was
constant
to, like,
eye contact with Mike.
I'm uncomfortable. You don't even know what to me.
Remember when the Dean and... Remember when they sing this on Community? When the Dean and Joel go to the mall together, they sing this song.
He's Aiden.
He just choked me.
I can crush her larynx in one
second. Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. Anybody who started that rumor that he couldn't kill her with his bare hands because it's hard to strangle, that's ridiculous.
Isn't it weird that you can like break chicken bones when you're eating chicken? You don't even think about it because it's not like, an animal. But like,
thank
if
you,
it was actually, oh,
I got you.
I couldn't do it. If it was raw, there's no way. Humans are very fragile. Don't do it to me.
We should have Tara sing during an interlude at the live show.
You want to sing at the live show? Do you know what's weird is how fragile we are, yet so many, the most
That's
fragile
why we're such
parts.
Emotional beings.
But the most fragile other. Parts of our body are left open for attack, like our eyes.
And our brains.
No, they're really, really well protected with the orbital
yeah,
bones.
But I need something over them.
Well, then you can't see, Michael. You see the problem?
Like, I hit my head the other day hard.
Right.
The noise was the most shocking part. The pain was not great, but the noise afterwards, scared me. Yeah, you're like, oh,
we were talking about
that was
too
my
long
head
ago
hitting the
show,
table.
Yeah.
And I was really afraid. I was like, oh, what if I wake up tomorrow and I'm like, ugh.
When you're a little kid, though, it happens all the time. At least
yeah,
if you're a boy.
You don't even
think, about it. You just get up and go do it again.
But then you hear stories of that kid playing soccer in, like, Australia. Yeah. And he gets pissed off and punches the ref. And the ref's like, oh, no harm done. And then the next day, he's in the emergency room and dies.
I don't think he said no harm done, but yeah.
Well, I don't
know.
He
might have given him red card.
I wonder, as a woman, as a young woman, this is a feeling all boys have felt more than a few times. We talked about it. The feeling of hitting your head on cement and that instant cold ringing. In your head. Have you ever felt that
about.
As a woman?
No, you know what's so weird?
She's talking about hitting her head and making the noise. I'm talking about we all know that skateboarding or biking, concrete smack, cold, instant ringing.
I think your heart stops for a second.
And I don't think that's a gender thing. I think
that's
just
why
I'm
asking. That's asking you. Have you ever had that?
You know what usually happens when I get hit in the face with like a soccer ball or something? Doesn't happen often anymore.
A laugh track.
But yeah, no, I start smelling weird smells, like oranges and like weird fruits. For some reason, there's like this weird smell in my nose. Maybe it's blood. I don't know.
That was my arm.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
All right. You know, I have a friend, Bald Brian, Bishop. Did I call him Bald Brian?
Friend.
A guy I know, an associate, and he has brain cancer. And one of the things that he heard was like wind chimes.
Yeah.
That was one of the symptoms.
You're
not bad, right? I mean, there's worse
side
effects.
But like, if you just happen to be like start smelling popcorn or something, there's no popcorn around, you should get yourself checked out.
Yeah,
like go get a CAT scan or something.
Right.
You know? Just be safe.
And they're like, no, it's just a candle down there.
I hear a leaf blower every Thursday.
I'm gonna laugh at that. They have electric leaf blowers now. I mean, not electric, like battery powered. How sweet is that?
I bet they still suck though. You know?
I think that everyone in my neighborhood should use them.
This conversation just took a turn for the interesting.
I think.
You can charge them. They like last for 45 minutes.
Like golf carts.
I got to go with the, how fucking lazy are you, you need a leaf blower? Like, what happened to the old-fashioned broom, rake?
But also,
yeah,
where
people
do they
that
go?
Hire gardeners.
But where do they,
blow it
where
over
do they...
to the other guys. And it's like a racket.
Yeah, what's the point,
it's
though?
Like the fruitcake that it just keeps getting passed around.
Oh, I love fruitcake.
You know
what they do with
I don't dislike fruitcake either.
Well,
it's
no one
so
keeps
good.
Them. They just regift them.
Yeah.
Aww.
If someone gives you a fruitcake, they don't like you.
How did fruitcakes become the running punchline?
I think Jell-O molds are more awkward and weird.
Especially now.
Mm.
With like suspended.
You know how you really know someone doesn't
like
weird.
You.
Yeah, it's weird. It's not.
The Simpsons made that weird.
Someone gives you a poop vibrator. That's how you know they don't like you.
Vegetables in it?
Yeah, some people put like celery. Oh, if you look at like those retro cookbooks, they
oh
put
my
the
God,
weirdest
they
shit
are
in them.
The best.
Like celery and
they have like
pickles.
Jello tuna casserole.
Yeah, it looks terrible.
Horrible.
All right.
Nobody's
going to
acknowledge what you just said.
I'm going to try giving somebody celery for Christmas.
Well, the Film Vault Family Christmas is coming up.
It's organic. Oh.
It's organic.
When is the Film Vault Family Christmas? Next Tuesday?
We're doing it next Tuesday. We're going to release it.
What time?
Week of Christmas. No, not next
Tuesday. What do you
Tuesday.
Mean next Tuesday?
Wednesday. Wednesday, 7:30.
What time?
7:30, okay.
I just got to live out here for the next 2 weeks because I can't take the traffic. I can't do it.
You want to get a hotel room?
Hour and a half to go 20 miles.
That's funny. Sorry.
You want to borrow the Outback and sleep in the back?
Maybe, yeah. I have nothing to add to this program this week, guys. I'm sorry. This is my weakest performance. But the show's doing fine.
I think
show's,
it's fun.
Thank God
I think
for
it's
Tara.
Great.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And thank God for you guys. Despite her fart humor.
Thank God for you. Let's all do
our
it.
Our humor is fucking funny.
I thought you were going to say our humor is fucking and just leave it at that. That would have been terrible.
It's fucking funny. You all know it.
Tara dented my car.
Oh, Christ. Here we go.
Am I allowed to say my part in this? Sure.
Can I?
You
I
had
know
a part
what it
of
is,
this?
But yeah.
He sends me a text.
Oh, no.
No, don't say that
do
part.
It! But he's like, stupid bitches. Bitches
okay,
need
wasn't
to
bad
get
at all.
Slapped.
It wasn't
let me,
bad
let
at
me
all.
Just, let me state
he just
this.
Said, he just said, it's a, he said, Tara dented my car. You don't need to respond. I just needed to vent to someone.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Wait, hold on. Mike buys 18 pairs of shoes. He needs to text and vent to someone.
He just needs to vent, like, literally.
Here's,
I just really need some Chipotle and Starbucks right now. And just
here's what I learned
stress.
On that day.
PSLs.
I wish what? We were driving separate cars home. Just because I'm afraid that you're going to yell at me.
Mike's going to want to do a six-hour
no,
episode.
I think it's funny because you really are a woman.
I was upset because I thought it was, I was... even though I know it was a complete accident,
yeah,
in my head I was like, who fucking opens the door without holding onto the handle? Just swings it
well,
open.
Well, I thought it, because you know how there are like two little yes. nicks? You open it once and then it stays, and then if you open wide yes. enough, it goes to like the final. Well, yeah. I thought it had stuck at that one and then it just kind of flew open.
It was a complete accident.
Yeah.
No
absolutely.
One is to blame. But in my
good
head,
for you. I'm glad
it,
we could
in my head,
this up.
It made me realize what it's like to be a parent and how difficult it is to not scream at your kids. And as wow. the dozens and dozens of times as Kuranos that we ruin shit, and my dad got mad and then had to just calm down and deal with it. And I realized she's a child and doesn't know how to open a door. No, I'm just kidding. But I realized
I can't believe he said that to you. I just need to feel
why,
it right now.
Why
I'm having
can
such
I get,
a shit day.
Why
no, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like that.
Why can I there was a point in the night she goes, are you still mad about the car door? And I go, well, a little bit. And she goes, well, get over it.
Well, hey, I had already done my mea culpa.
You know what? You are totally right.
I was so upset.
I was like, mea culpa. For like half an hour, I was like, why am I upset? It's just a stupid car. It's a stupid car. Stupid
car.
It's
a piece of metal, man.
And if you walk out and look at it, you'll be like,
I saw it.
What?
I noticed the first thing I saw when he was driving down the street. He's about 100 yards away, probably. I could see it.
Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay. I really think.
The light hits it
I
just
really
away.
Oh, my gosh. It's tiny. You know what? It looks lived in. You don't want a super new car anyway.
Oh, thanks.
It's like shoes.
Yeah, it's like shoes and clothes. Yeah, you want it to look like you've driven it.
You got a point.
Like, I haven't got my car waxed in fucking forever because I want it to look rugged. Mm-hmm. Because I'm a beast.
What kind of car do you have that you want to look rugged?
A Honda CR-V.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's not bad. It's a small SUV. Whatever.
I was going to actually offer to wax your car.
Aw, no.
For why? For not denting it worse?
No, I thought it would be a nice thing for us to do together.
Thanks for not denting my car. Too bad.
I still have pairs of Doc Martens that I won't wear because they're really uncomfortable because I bought them new.
Shoehorn.
Yeah.
You can get them on with a shoehorn.
But you got to break in like the heel and stuff. It's fucking hurting.
There should be people that actually do that for you.
We should start a program to let homeless people break in our shoes.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I'm saying. There should be like
first thing we do is we soak their feet in bleach.
Just to make sure.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I still have those jackets. And I started decorating one for the after disaster, and I meant to bring it in. I'll bring it in next week, and you guys can do your decorations.
You got your Santa suit?
No, you got yours?
Yeah. It's coming tomorrow.
This is going to be so cute.
I thought we were going to order them together.
I'm sorry.
I don't like this individual thing.
I'm sorry.
You don't know how to use Amazon? We clearly know that you do, Mr. Pepper
Gels. Can you send me a link to the one you got so I get the same one?
Yeah.
Did you go order yours?
Not yet. I have my hat, though.
Yeah, Taylor's got a hat.
How much is that suit?
I hate my hat, but I love it.
Well, it wasn't bad. It was like $100.
What?
That's bad.
All right.
Did prices go up?
The one that I wanted was a vintage one, and it was like a trench coat. Oh,
so
ew,
that would have been so cool.
Like
so it would have been like Stormtrooper Santa.
There is a costume place down the street from my house, and they have $600 Santa suits. They don't look that good, and you can rent them for like $80. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I wanted to stand up front and say, hey, I don't know if you're going to that store, but if you do, don't look at the Santa
suit. We should just rent three Santas to sit up there and move their mouths, and we'll just talk off camera or off stage.
Just give them peanut butter.
You got siblings?
I have a sister.
You got a sister, older or younger?
Older, she's 25.
Cool.
She's moving to Nebraska in 3 weeks.
Doesn't she know it's black and white there?
She
film jokes.
Why is she moving to Nebraska?
Because she's married and they're taking over the family business. And her husband's
is it corn?
From
is it
Nebraska.
Corn related?
Yeah, they love corn.
Black and white
they
corn.
Fucking love corn.
What are they doing in Nebraska?
they're taking over this like little chain of gas stations.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And she's
and they're making like twice as much as they were making here. So
they're not Middle Eastern.
No, they're not. Can
That's
you believe
weird.
It? Looking
That's so
at me,
strange.
They're like the whitest people you've ever met.
I will bet you that there's also white people cleaning hotels in Nebraska.
It's very odd.
That's amazing to me.
That's so weird.
I feel like I
you
can't
go to like a fast food place out there in the middle of the country and like there's white people. It's weird working behind the counter. Fucking strange.
It makes me uncomfortable when white people make my food.
Have you ever heard of Carhenge?
No.
Nebraska.
Oh, is it just like a bunch of old...
I thought that was in Texas.
Nebraska. I think there might be a couple.
I feel like Nebraska might be an underrated state.
Not bad. I liked it. I really enjoyed
it. Really?
Where'd
you go?
I just drove through it. Carhenge.
Did you stop in North Platte?
I don't know what that is.
North Platte's a city.
We saw like a tornado off in the distance.
Oh,
and like
cool,
hurricane.
Man.
Really?
It was really cool, yeah.
How long ago?
You can see it. Flat plains. Like 5 years, 6 years ago when Jillian and I went to
Did you just say recently? Is 5 years ago?
Yeah, I'm an old man now. Yeah. Not that long.
Were people wearing J's when you were there?
J's.
I thought some guys wearing J's.
Did you make a note of it?
I don't like that people call them J's.
I've never heard of that.
It's only like cool people. Don't worry about it.
I don't even like that people call them Jordans. I just like going generic shoes.
I don't like people that buy Jordans. What are you doing? Stop it.
Yeah.
Remember the pump-up Jordans?
Yes. Yeah, they had a pump on the side. And they tighten it around
your feet. It was on the
tongue,
I think.
I feel like you guys wouldn't remember, but maybe Tyler would remember.
Better
Tyler,
than a shoehorn.
Do you remember Osiris's?
Oh, yeah. My buddy had those. They were like wearing boats.
What are Osiris's?
We should know because they're giant skating shoes.
They have the biggest tongues you ever
seen. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those
are obnoxious.
Yeah.
It's almost like I think that people wear them. And etnies, I think, isn't that
and
to kind of protect your feet when you're doing tricks mm-hmm. and you slam on your foot?
Yeah.
The big tongues that were for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you
for
get
popping
it.
Fat ollies, bro, and not
or
ripping
for
up your kicks.
Really cute. That's
I can't always
also
still
a thing.
I'm
you go to Tilly's.
Not
you
try.
Can buy them at Tilly's.
I'm not gonna try.
Tilly's.
If you
I like
can
Tilly's.
Find, if you can find a Tilly's.
Stop into Tilly's for 45% off Vans, etnies, Airwalks.
There's a specialty shoe store on Fairfax that has lines. That has a line of 50 to 100 people when they have new shoe releases that are have spent the night.
Is this L.A.?
Something like that.
Yeah, Sporty L.A. That's where I used to get my shoes.
But they have like limited
LA.
Releases of Jordans and stuff that'll come out, and these people camp out to buy shoes.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
People,
and they're
you don't
want to
know
those sweatshop
people.
Shoes. Sweatshop shoes.
Yeah.
It costs like $8 to make. It's absurd. Yeah. It's absurd.
How about the people who buy the, like $150 Jordans for their like one-year-olds?
Or for their wall. If people collect them. I bet you know the listeners collect.
They'll
people
fit
are
their
very, very angry.
Yeah,
course.
There's some people right now who have never disagreed with anything we said, and they're screaming
right now,
at the
they're
car.
I love
right
my
now.
J's. I don't know. They're not even listening anymore.
I like how
made it
I'm putting them down when I've probably got 18 pairs of New Balance.
What's with your shoes, Mike? Do you think you're going to find the perfect
sometimes
sweet
I'm
spot?
Depressed, and I go on to Zappos, and I buy shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is
That's a wallop.
That's
that was a big
such
statement.
A girl thing.
It's,
though.
You want to know what
the ice cream later?
Seriously, Mike, your estrogen is showing.
Okay, I'm
not.
She wasn't kidding about the Converse thing. They were expensive. Designer
they're
Converse.
Cool.
I bought them. I felt like they're too big. I bought a second pair. I did that with black New Balance. I bought a pair of black New Balance 2 years ago just to have some clean New Balance shoes to wear when I needed just generic shoes. I started wearing them. They're still in brand new condition. Mm-hmm. I was bored, sort of sad. A couple weeks ago, I ordered another pair. They're not even my favorite shoes. I don't care to wear them. The other pair is plenty good, looks brand new,
what
and now
you,
I have two
like,
pairs.
What if the ASPCA like donated to them?
I am donating
does that
money.
Make you feel a little bit better?
I've been donating the last couple of days since I started reading the new Tony Robbins book.
To whom?
I gave away $200 yesterday.
What?
To whom?
To helping feed homeless families.
Oh, nice.
What?
And some organization he's affiliated with. You can go onto his website and you can
who,
donate.
Tony Robbins?
Nice. Yeah.
Tony Robbins is like 9 feet, right?
You're getting
he's
totally
very tall.
Tony
in.
Robbins hungry.
You want to know something?
And it's his. It's. His,
I feel like he's the real life version of the Beast.
He wrote a book
Beauty
called
and
Money, and it talks about how to manage your money. And it's basically he interviews Warren Buffett and all these
stop
people, and they talk about
that.
Money.
I don't think it's good for you.
And the thing I've heard, especially when I listen to Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, is you need to give away a percentage of your money.
Oh,
and
Christ.
A lot of very wealthy people say this is the key to becoming wealthy and to being happy.
Back.
Is you have to give away.
That's
a
after
percentage.
They've made their first like $100 million.
No. Yeah. You have to give it away in the beginning because it sets a mindset.
Oh.
Sets a mindset.
Hey, I read a Chuck Klosterman book because.
Which one?
Killing Yourself to Live.
Yeah, I love that book.
It's a good one because book. He kept
I
mentioning
it
that,
I gave
that
it
you
him.
Had mentioned it.
Yeah, I bought it, gave it to him.
You gave him that book?
Mm-hmm.
Why did I buy a copy for myself?
It might have been Fargo Rock City.
Okay.
Which is equally as good.
Yeah.
Fantastic book.
Far but I just brought it up because he had mentioned far that you had mentioned him, and I was in Skylight or somewhere, and I just saw
Sex,
it.
Sex, Drugs, Cocoa Puffs, still my favorite.
What's it about?
It's the collection of essays.
Sex, Drugs, and Cocoa Puffs. I mean, that's right there in the
it's
title.
It's Klosterman.
Idiot.
Would you like his name more if it was Kloster Bag?
Yeah.
You would, right?
But he looks like Trey Anastasio, but not as likable. Like, he looks like kind of a...
He looks like a Muppet.
Yeah, like yeah. a... But not a likable.
Think that
like,
dude from Fish is likable?
Yeah, I
who's
like
Fish?
Him.
Fish? What's Fish?
Fish. PH.
This horrible band.
Fish is this like jam band. Like
I know
Stone
who they are. I didn't know who he is. I don't know what you're talking about. What's? Do they wear J's?
They wear J's. They spoke.
Listen, she would listen to Fish.
I had a big crush on Trey Anastasio.
Oh, yeah?
When I was like 17, 18.
That thing.
Trey's the lead singer. He's like the redhead with the big nose.
Trey Anastasio is the whitest, like, hippie.
Anastasio?
Yeah.
Weed smoking name in the history of names.
You know what Tara's sense of humor and her crushes have in common?
What?
They probably both smell.
Who's the other crush? Oh, the kid in jail.
Mike Carano.
Anan Sayed.
Anan.
I had a big crush on Serj Tankian from System of a Down.
He's so nice.
Really?
Yeah.
He
oh,
is the
it
nicest.
Makes me so happy.
Disarmingly nice.
I love him. Yeah. He's the best.
He wears long, curly, like, genie shoes.
He won't be here for like a year, a year
and a
half.
He's got Jerry curls. Really?
He'll come in here and be like, Anderson, so good to see you again, man. How have things been?
Oh,
like, he's one of those guys.
I love him.
Pretty great guy.
And then once he left his notes here, Anderson, so good to see you.
Darren in System of a Down? Cunt.
Darren's
true
the
story.
What is it? Guitar. He's the one who kind of looks like a rat. Like
yeah,
little rat mouse thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
That's all I have to say about that. Sorry.
Tell me about being in jail.
I'm too tired to talk.
You can listen to some past episodes.
Oh,
I'm so tired.
Okay. Hey, do you want to feel Anderson's pager in his back?
No, don't. I'm too tired to let people.
Anderson's got a pager in his back.
It's not a pager, kids. It's a computer chip.
Why'd you do that?
It's more. It's like a computer.
He fell off a balcony and broke his back.
When? Just now, like
a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh shit!
What? I'm still recovering.
You broke your back?
I'm on leave from the hospital right now. No, I broke my back in 96.
Oh, my God.
Long time ago.
Fell off a balcony.
But, like, breaking it.
Oh, guys!
Whoa, what?
Fuck! Biggest thing that happened all week. I freak out, huh?
Yeah,
I interrupt.
I
apologize.
Afraid.
Guess who's getting a colonoscopy? Oh, no! I'm terrified.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
gosh.
How come?
Not
you
only a colonoscopy.
Be.
Not only. They're doing double. They're just going to make me like a spit pig.
They're going down double.
They're going down my throat while they're going up the bum.
Aww.
I'm horrified. Happened in February. I'm gonna try.
Why?
And I'm gonna try and arrange it on Valentine's Day because I think it'd be funny.
Are you okay? You get out of going to dinner?
And well, Jillian has to pick me up. She has to like pick me up from the hospital.
What a romantic day.
What's wrong?
I'm gonna be local. Nothing. It's just like there's family history, and I have like acid reflux and that, this and that.
I have that
so,
too.
So
we
well, you should
your
difference.
Ass is about to be in reflux.
You should be getting colonoscopy.
I know.
Sure.
I know.
And what's weird is like it's covered by the insurance if it's screener, if it's like a screening, like if they're just checking. But if you actually have symptoms and you're fucked. Then insurance doesn't cover it. Why
so
is everything so bad?
I should go get checked before I have symptoms.
Exactly. Yes. Now, quick. Let's go together.
Anderson, what if you fart and burp while they're doing it?
That'd be so funny.
What if the cameras meet?
It'd be like body floss.
It's like a little light off in the distance comes towards it.
You're gonna be so more cute. Machine than human.
What if like what if they're like engineered to like find each other like Evo and Wally?
What if there's a like an
what if they do What if like they're in love? God. The two robot bots that are going up inside me.
Oh, it's like the opposite of Lady and the Tramp. The noodles are in you rather than
I feel like
outside.
This is going to be a great experience because you'll be forever changed by it.
How so?
Like I feel like you'll realize how like small we are on this
planet.
Oh,
I realize
just, like,
that
little...
already.
Now that you've got cancer.
Now that you've got little cameras down your throat and up your butt, you'll be like, "Oh, we're just like sacks of meat."
I understand that. Already. I
okay.
Don't to...
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I brought it up. I just started thinking, like, wow.
Anderson,
we're so
this
human.
Will finally bring you down to
I
earth, man.
I am kind of excited, though.
We're just sacks of meat full of polyps filled with juicy cancer.
Dude, come on. Really juicy. It's like a rite of passage almost. Like, I'm excited to be old enough
as
to
a man,
one.
I get it.
But, like, I feel like, oh, I didn't even mean to say like that. But, like, it's, everyone has got their stories, it seems like. You know, it's that thing and like, in the zeitgeist, it's out there. And I'm going to experience it firsthand. Kind of like when I was excited to go to jail because
I
didn't
exciting.
Get jail.
You're the only person I've ever heard speak about this with joy.
I know. Yeah. It's like a thing.
I'm excited to see the bar graph of your excitement start to plummet as we get
closer
to February.
I feel like it's the adult version of a bar mitzvah for a non-Jew.
The minute the guy goes, "Hey, while I'm up there, you want me to stick an iPod up your ass?"
He made me.
Want me to carve? It was something in the.
Oh, they do that. Yeah, we talked about that with Drew. Actually.
Yeah. Surgeons that sign their work.
Are you fucking kidding me?
There's they more than a few cases where the guys will initials. Deliver a baby and carve his initials in the woman.
I heard of
that
one.
That is horrifying.
I thought it was on bones.
No. There was a couple of cases in the past 2 years or 3 years where the doctor carved his initials after delivering a baby on the woman's vagina, and she found it and sued.
What are you doing Friday? Inherit Vice. Let's go see it.
That's a good guy date.
I can totally do that.
That's a great guy date.
I can totally do that. The only issue...
And then you're going...
Let's clarify this right now. Should I drive to San Diego tomorrow and bring the guns back?
Oh, fuck. We got to do guns and boards and bullets and boards.
I know.
Because I don't want to do it if we're not going to do it this week. Because otherwise, I will get them on Sunday. But if we're going to do it this week, I will go down tomorrow.
I don't
tomorrow.
Think we have any time to do it this week.
That sounds not smart.
When are we going to have time to do it this
cents.
Week?
This is her famous last words after we kill each other.
Well, that sounds not
those would be badly timed last words if they were after we kill each other.
It's the donut
this
shop scene from Boogie Nights where the one bullet just ricochets.
Oh,
two people
alert.
Fire at the same time, kill each other, and the bullet ricochets and then hits Tyler in the back of the head.
What? Why do I get... What?
I gave you credit for not being so dumb to do 360s and shoot at the same time.
Guys, a listener wrote in with a live show idea.
All right. Is it Hashmir?
Nope.
Because he's got more ideas, but none of them can come true.
Yeah.
Hashmir's, he's got too much creativity.
He's got some pep in his step.
That's weed.
What, is it weird that the only thing that excited me on this whole show was me when I remember that I have to get a colonoscopy? I've been just like...
That was definitely not what I thought was going to be revealed by your scream.
Oh my God, you guys, I forgot something too. I'm having a testicle removed.
So I sit down and talk to the doctor. He interviews me, right? And we go back and forth. Beautiful view up high, looking over the valley.
Is this your Russian doctor?
No, this is my
Oh, you're going to let the Ruski go into your butt?
No. She doesn't do it. No, she checks the prostate.
I would crush.
She does?
I think she's going to be checking the prostate. I don't know.
Yeah, that's my new doctor too, by the way.
I will push your happy
button. Have you seen her yet?
No.
Well, get over and see Victoria.
I will.
Okay.
Oh, whoa, Victoria.
You guys share a prostate doctor? That's disgusting.
Well, no, it's a general
practitioner.
GP.
Is this at Kaiser GP. On?
No. So, and then he's like, all right, great. Good to meet you, Anderson. I need to go back in that little room you were just in. Disrobe, put on the robe, and then come back and see me.
So you need to disrobe and then robe.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, first he wanted to meet me with clothes on. I felt like I was, like, on a casting couch or something. He's like, all right, now we're going to the part where we get you naked.
He's like, I like what I see.
I like what I see so far, but let's see what you like in action.
Can't wait to get at those insides, let me tell
you. What was the position you had to get in?
Lay on my back. Oh. I was afraid he was going to go for the butt. I was afraid. I didn't know.
Somehow more vulnerable.
Oh, I thought that's what he was doing. I thought he was going in checking for polyps.
No. He was checking, like, my throat. And so, why do they got to have... What's new? I know that Seinfeld's done the whole thing, but like he was barely even like touching my chest or anything. And then straight to like a get naked. I left my socks on.
You were lying. You were lying there naked.
No, I had my boxers on. My socks and my socks. Yeah.
Puss.
What if you have been pissed? What if I just refused?
I've refused.
What if really? I just have the robe on in front, like on top of my jeans?
I had to do something naked, and I left my shoes and socks on.
Oh my God!
You know that story?
No, but that's funny. Mm-hmm.
You don't know that story.
Go full Monty next time. They'll appreciate it.
No,
they'll appreciate your enthusiasm.
I'm sorry.
It's the most embarrassing day of my life.
He's so sincere and earnest. Makes me sad. A very attractive girl was present. She was like the doctor's assistant.
Oh yeah.
Daughter, right?
Assistant.
I had a problem with my ass. Oh! I had to go to an ass doctor, and I was lying on the table naked with my socks and shoes on.
Shocked
which me. Was already embarrassing because they kept going, take your shoes off. And I went, I don't want to.
It's pretty shoehorned, too.
And I was laying on ground level looking out at the apartment as people are, I mean, looking out the parking lot as they people were walking by horn. Getting in their cars. Not tinted windows, just wide open. And his daughter's job was to hold my ass open while her father did stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
And she was yelling at me. She was like a 21-year-old college student home from school. Very, very attractive.
Quick clenching.
She's I love
like,
the back.
She's like, you need to
her.
Relax. And I am relaxed. She goes, she was pissed. And I finally realized I was sucking in my stomach, so she didn't think I was fat.
What was wrong with your ass?
I don't want to tell you.
I want to know.
Somehow I sat on a Coke bottle and it got stuck up there.
Oh, like two normal stuff. Okay.
Two. One was empty, though, which is weird. The top one was drank. Drunk. Drunk? Spitted.
I'm actually going to need to know. Maybe after. I'm actually going to need to know what. Actually, yeah.
You don't need to know? Yes. For what?
For purposes.
Okay, how could I have killed her? I was getting my ass looked at by a total stranger.
Carbuncle.
I couldn't live through the embarrassment. I had to kill her.
All right, what is the listener's idea
here? Anderson, no guns this week, right?
Guns next week.
Okay. Sunday, I'll bring everything back Sunday.
We're going to do it
you guys make
2 days
time.
Before
I'll
the live
sure
show?
I'll make sure I'm available.
Fuck, we should have already done it by now. We're running way behind.
We'll just do it at the live show.
No.
You want me to see if I can get some blanks?
Have you figured a
place? Oh, my God, no.
Have you figured out
a place
to go shoot
yet? We're going to have a Brandon Lee situation.
Neither one of us have looked for a place to shoot yet. Neither one of us. God, we suck. Sorry, guys. We'll have
it. Can we assign it to Tara? Huh?
Will you look up places?
We should just do some really bad VFX. All right.
We should just do green screen.
We should just do like water.
Tyler, how was DC?
Michael... It was nice. I almost died though on my trip back to the airport. We took an Uber.
Oh no! Did they rape you?
No, but Sufiula or whatever his name was, who was driving us, you know, he was nice. He wasn't one of those drivers that tries to like chat you up for the 45-minute drive to the airport.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
It's the worst. He actually like let us be in silence. But I think he was let us be in silence because Lauren taps me. She goes, he's falling asleep.
Oh, no.
We're on the freeway, and he's in the farthest to the right lane, going like 45 miles an hour, and the car's just like now swerving left and right, left and right. And
you have to chat him up does the whole time.
He does the roll down the window trick. Mm. I'm watching his eyes in the rearview mirror, and he keeps closing them. And
what time was it?
Like 3 in the afternoon?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And Lauren's like, we need to get out. And I was like, we're on the freeway. We're not going to get picked up by another Uber on the freeway.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just drop us here. It's great. So I did the, I was like, fuck.
Hey.
So I did the old, hey, so Safiulla, where are you from, buddy? And he just goes, Afghanistan.
Oh,
and then silence. And I was like.
So it's like 11 o'clock at night there?
So now I've got to pull. Yeah. So I go, oh, well, when did you come over? 86.
This morning, 8 o'clock flight. Haven't slept.
What do you miss most about home? And then finally, he's
killing the fucking goat!
And then after 10 minutes of excruciating conversation, we got to the airport and we were safe and sound.
I was in New York and our taxi driver was ill and he threw up out the window and then pulled over to get out of the car and throw up. And I offered to drive, and everyone else in the taxi just started cracking up. I didn't think it was funny. I meant it seriously. I went, do you want me to drive? And everyone's like, are you fucking nuts? They're not going to let you drive a New York City taxi in New York. But we had to walk to our hotel.
Did he just puke and rally?
We walked about six blocks with our luggage because he was out vomiting in the gutter.
Aw, poor thing. Yeah. That sucks when you have a job where you literally can't.
No, you literally can because he did.
No, I just mean you.
He got out and threw up.
You're on your own time. You know what I mean? If you don't work, you don't.
Yeah, but I'd rather have the guy throwing up than the dude falling asleep.
Yeah.
Especially Uber. For some reason, it seems less safe when he's sleepy.
When you're driving, yeah.
Well, because people don't know this, but you're allowed to drink and drive an Uber.
Really?
Yeah, if you're a taxi driver, you can't. You have to get a license. Uber, you just do whatever you want.
You're talking
not
about?
True. This is not a thing.
Allegedly.
All right.
What's the question?
Yeah, Tyler, what do they want us to do?
Live show idea from Jason is I think it'd be cool if you guys had a Christmas tree on stage that we, the listeners, could put wrapped presents under for you guys. Hey. That way we could give you presents and also give you nice supply of material in opening up things during the show.
Guess what, Jason? There already is a tree on stage.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
So bring gifts. Bring gifts.
I thought they were asking questions for this live show.
Hey, you know what?
We're on right now.
I'm
really embarrassed. I'm sorry.
We should start like a gift registry somewhere so people can buy stuff we actually want.
Like I did for my wedding.
Did that sound douchey?
That was cheesy and douchey. You call me douchey.
Where were you registered at?
I forget. The 20% place. Where is that place?
Right.
What's the 20% place?
Where you have to have a fucking coupon every time you walk in. Bed Bath.
What? Oh,
that's how my brain's fried.
Bed Bath and Beyond is great.
Yeah, I love that store too.
What's Beyond? Oh, Bed Bath and Beyond.
Yeah.
I'm hallucinating.
The place that you just said.
The Beyond is stuff seen on TV.
They made a whole fucking movie about that. Click.
Really?
Yeah.
The Adam Sandler movie?
Yeah, yeah. And Christopher Walken's in the Beyond part of Bed Bath & Beyond. And he gives
Did
him
anybody
that.
Watch Peter Pan live?
No. That sounds awful.
It sounds was. Really Tyler? Were you a good NBC employee?
I watched the first about 10, 15 minutes of it, and then we had our holiday party that evening.
Did you live tweet it? Did you live tweet it?
I did not live tweet it, but lots of
did
people did.
Did you hashtag live tweet?
They
were Australian. This is awesome.
It was a success, even though she says it wasn't good.
When is hashtag going to die? When are we going to be done with this? Is it never going to die?
Dude, hashtags and J's are here to
My
stay.
My mom says pound sign. It's really cute.
Hashtag J.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. Pound sign?
That's cute. That is cute. I like
Accidentally,
that.
And then I catch her and I'm like, like instead of saying rodeo, when she says rodeo drive.
Oh, no.
And I know. I know exactly what you're trying
to say.
I
told her the story.
Because he can
rodeo,
probably hear us.
Rodeo clowns.
Rodeo clowns.
I told her the story.
Drew, if you can hear us.
It's fucking funny.
They're talking about
that
you.
Was
my line. Mom's the opposite of you, Dr.
You guys,
Drew.
Where was that happened?
Unsophisticated.
I think it was on Corolla's live show, at a Corolla live show.
Rodeo.
Yes, it was. Yes.
Rodeo clowns.
Yeah, he said rodeo clowns.
Start playing the music. We got to wrap this up.
You should play Gotta Give It Up by Marvin Gaye. Oh, no, never mind. Sorry.
What is that?
It was a thing.
How does that mean?
Rodeo clowns. Listen.
I wouldn't have killed her if I,
Whoops. That's how it should end. Well, when I killed
Which
her.
Which is a bird.
Oh, no.
And just the music.
Well, there you have it, folks.
That'd be great. That'd be really great if they had some kind of comedic ending. That would be awesome.
What if he turns it into a, listen, This is gonna sound weird, but I think a white cop killed her.
It's like up in.
Because people are really against white cops right now.
Right now, I think it's been kind of ongoing.
I know.
You know.
Drew's texting me.
That's my Adnan impression. You know.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
He goes through puberty.
Drew's saying,
like,
wrap it up
show.
Or let me on. Here's the problem, Drew. You can hear us, but Drew, I'm in this room, and Tyler's on the board. He doesn't know how to pipe you in. There's a lot of routing, so we're wrapping it up here, buddy. I love Drew. He's like, wrap it up or let me on. You guys are done, or I'm on the show.
This stupid show is still together? I thought it broke you up weeks ago.
You can continue if I'm a part of it, but if not, then you need to end the show now.
I don't want to talk about other shows on this show, but...
Cereal is so good, right?
I reserved January 31st for us to do a live podcast.
Well, you need to calm down, sir.
Jesus Christ. He'll tell you to talk to people.
Okay, can we, before we end this, we should tell people to buy tickets to our live show.
Yeah, buy tickets.
Come see us, assholes.
I almost bought the black Santa suit. Not black person Santa suit, but like they had a Santa suit that was black and white instead of red and white. Supposed to be like the Bah Humbug. I almost did it, and I'm
like it's in black and white?
It was like black and white instead of red and
white.
Like
from Nebraska?
Tyler.
So we're committed to the suit now. I got to drop $100 for a Santa suit.
We'll talk.
It's going to be so cute. You guys aren't going to regret it.
It's going to be so cute.
It's the cute.
Are you going to wear underwear underneath that suit?
I'm Christina.
I don't know, maybe not.
I'm not underwear, a whole... I'm sorry.
I'll figure it out.
Should I just wear shorts and t-shirt and put the Santa suit over, or should we go... Commit, just underwear.
What did
so that we can't get out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're stuck in it the rest of the night. Yeah. I like that, actually. I kind of like that. Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's what we'll do.
We'll wear some MeUndies. This episode of The After Zest is brought to you by MeUndies.
That's not true. That's absolutely untrue.
And Squarespace and MailChimp.
Nope, MailChimp.
And Dollar Shave Club and Evil
Ace. I use MailChimp. You do.
I wish you could put
MailChimp.
Drew on.
I was doing the end of the thing. The end of the thing.
Drew, logistically, it's a fucking nightmare. It really is. But I'll get you, Drew. Like I'm talking. One-sided conversation with Drew. New York. I think you're in New York. I hope you're in New York. If you can hear us.
I'm in fucking black and white Nebraska.
What is happening?
Oh, this show's not good. It's not funny.
Get me on or end. I like that quote.
That should be our first review on our album that we're going to release.
It's freezing in here. All right.
Yes, Joey.
Joey, we're going to go.
Aren't you guys chilly bellies?
Thank you for being on the show. And thank you guys for buying tickets for the live show.
I'm excited about the live show.
Yeah, all 12 of you, thanks.
It's going to be great.
I apologize that I'm half asleep tonight, but you guys really bring it. You guys bring it. You brunged it. You spitted it.
Woo-hoo. So should I bring the guns back? Wait till Sunday and bring them?